Our patient's last name is Alvalos, A-V-A-L-O-S. First name is Rolando, R-O-L-A-N-D-O. Date of visit is September 14, 2023. Date of birth is September 16, 1984. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Patient was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, patient was in Afghanistan. First up, it was either 2008 or 2009. First up, patient does not know the exact date. First up, patient tells me that there was a RPG attack. First up, RPG attacked. First up, the attack caused an explosion. First up, it exploded about 5 feet away from him. First up, it caused him immediate loss of consciousness from the shock wave. First up, patient fell down and hit the ground. Patient tells me that it was out of consciousness for a few minutes. First up, when he woke up, the patient was confused. Oriented. First of all, patient has a severe dizzy. First of all, patient was acting abnormal. First of all, patient was behaving abnormally. First of all, patient tells me since that day, patient tells me he had abnormality that day and after. First of all, patient tells me that he was hallucinating. First of all, patient tells him that he was acting weird. First of all, he had mood changes. First of all, patient has a severe head pain. The first of patient was have amnesia. Patient does not remember what happened. The first of patient tells me that he was like this for the next few days. The first of patient also significant ringing in the ears. The first of next paragraph patient. I'm sorry. Continue the paragraph. Continue the paragraph. Patient also slurred speech. The first of patient is not able to put out his words. First of his balance was off. First of next paragraph. Patient currently have significant headaches. First of headaches almost daily basis. First of patient is ringing the ears on the left side. First of patient has loss of balance. First of patient irrational thoughts. First of patient has poor memory. First of he has increasing forgetfulness. First of patient get confused and disoriented. First of patient has significant aggression and irritability. First of patient feel dizzy, fatigue, light sensitivity. First of patient sensitive to light. First of patient is dizzy all the time. First of patient has poor balance. First of next paragraph. Patient is currently working for the post office as a delivery man. First of patient tells me that his memory is so poor. First of he got lost driving. First of patient tells me that he cannot remember direction anymore. First of patient has significant difficulty to deliver his mail because his a poor memory. First up, there are times that he would drive to a place and he doesn't know where he is. First up, a patient also significant light sensitivity and headaches, which is affecting him. He's driving. First up, a patient has a decreased ability to drive. First up, a patient a patient also significant sound sensitivity and light sensitivity. First up, a patient has poor balance. First up, that is also affecting the way he drives and also the way he delivers mail. For example, next to paragraph, mock examination, patient, the mock examination is 24 out of 30. For example, patient missed one on attention digit. For example, patient missed one on serial 7. So for example, patient missed three on delay recall. For example, patient missed one on abstraction. First up, his total score is 24 out of 30. First up, a patient has poor memory. First up, a patient has patient's delay recall is only 2 out of 5. First up, next level. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient had an explosion from an RPG attack. First up, a patient tells me the explosion was only 5 feet away from him. First up, a patient tells me that shockwave caused him to immediate loss of consciousness and drop to the ground. First up, a patient immediate consciousness for 5 minutes. First up, when he woke up, a patient had severe head pain, ringing in the ears, lightheadedness, confusion, disorientation. First up, a patient tells me that he has severe headache. First up, as a matter of fact, a patient had behaving abnormal for the next 2 days. So first off, the patient tells a patient says he was hallucinating. First off, his mood was normal. His mood was abnormal. First off, patient had a slurred speech. First off, patient was not able to put the words out. First off, patient has balance difficulties. So first off, since then, patient has significant headaches. So first off, you would have a headache every day. First off, his memory becomes very poor. First off, MoCA examination score is only 24 out of 30. First off, his delay recall is 2 out of 5. So first up, his current symptoms of headaches, confusion, disorientation, cognitive deficits, poor memory, aggression, irritability, light sensitivity, ringing the ears, these all signs and symptoms suggesting a traumatic brain injury. First of all, I believe that these symptoms are from his traumatic brain injury. First of all, this marks the patient. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Smith, S-M-I-T. His first name is Paul, P-A-U-L. I think the visit is September 14, 2023. Our date of birth is August 10, 1977. Smith, Paul, first of all, CDCR number C as in Thomas 75092. Next, I've heard of a referring physician, Salinas Valley State Prison. Next, I've heard of a chief complaint, possible seizure. Next, I've heard of the administration is a patient is a 45-year-old male. Kind of she complained of possible seizures. So first of all, according to the patient, patient has been having these seizure-like spells since childhood. So first of all, patient tells me that when he was a child, patient was diagnosed with possible seizures. So first of all, patient was started typical Tecritol. First of all, patient has also been taking lithium. First of all, patient tells me that he stopped all his seizure medication in 2008, because of the liver abnormality. First, the patient has not been taking his seizure medication since 2008. First, the patient tells me that recently, every time he's under stress, he would have these seizure spells. First, the patient tells me every time he's irritable there's environmental stress, patient would start seizing and drop to the ground. First up, patient tells me that all his spells are related to stress. Patient tells me there's a lot of stress in prison. First up, patient tells me that all his spells are related to the environment. First up, patient tells me that most of the time he does not lose consciousness. First up, he tells me that most of the time he does not fall down. First up, most of the time he does not drop to the ground. And when he has these spells, first up, the patient would just shaking and a blank stare. First up, denied any hemorrhage from his hemorrhage, but essentially changes the slow fade, dysphagia, and dysphagia. First up, which was a past medical history. Past medical history adjustment disorder with depression, mood in December, anchored in December, chronic right shoulder pain in December, obsessive compulsive personality disorder in December, PTSD in December. Paramedication, acetaminophen, next paragraph, as needed, next number, calcium carbonate, next number, allergies, known drug allergies, next number, social history, which has a former methamphetamine user, for start, which also a former cigarette smoker, for start, which has not smoked for many years, so for start, patient tells me that he currently does not use illicit drugs. The next part of a family history, non-country pituitary. Next part, abuse system. Patient denies any having increased his body sensory changes diplopia, dysphagia, and dysphagia. First up, next part of a diagnostic test. An EEG study was performed today. First up, the EEG study was normal. First up, it did not show any epileptiform disorders. So first up, there's no spike in wave activity. So first up, there's no seizure activities based on this examination. It's sort of impression. I suspect the patient has non-epileptic seizure disorder. First up, the EEG study today is normal for some additional seizure activities based on this test. Of course, that there's no epileptic form discharges. Of course, the spells that he's describing are associated with stress. Of course, that patient tells me that every time he's stressed, he will have these spells. Of course, he tells me that when there's no stress, he has no spells. Of course, I believe that these are non-epileptic seizures. Of course, these are I suspect the patient has conversion disorder. Of course, the patient also have underlying psychiatric problems causing these symptoms. Of course, next paragraph, a patient tells me that he has not taken seizure medication since 2008. Of course, the patient tells me that he stopped taking seizure medicine since 2008 because his liver was affected. Of course, the patient is currently not taking seizure medication. For stuff. Next paragraph, the patient explains the patient about diagnosis. Things over. Explains the patient that he does not likely seizure medication. So first up, the description of his explains vision. The description of his events are not likely epileptic seizures. So first up, I suspect the patient has non-epileptic seizure disorder or pseudo seizures. So first up, next over. His neurological examination is normal. Otherwise, the first up and next over. I recommend patient follow up with his primary care doctor. The first step is to work with the notification.